Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Centre invokes Essential Commodities Act to ensure natural gas supply for key sectors amid West Asia crisis. Government directs oil refineries for higher LPG production for domestic use. Lok Sabha takes up discussion on resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Supreme Court directs Election Commission to form a body to deal with appeals against the judicial officers' decisions in the SIR process in West Bengal. Delhi High Court issues notice to all respondents, including former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, on Enforcement Directorate's plea in excise policy case. Meteorological Department forecasts heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and heatwave conditions in Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Vidarbha and Rajasthan. And Swiss Open Badminton Tournament to kick off in Basel today. Amid the prevailing situation in West Asia, the Centre has invoked the Essential Commodities Act 1955 to regulate the production, maintain supply, equitable distribution and availability of natural gas for priority sectors. As per a notification of the Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry, the priority of supply of natural gas has been given to sectors including domestic piped natural gas supply, compressed natural gas for transport, LPG production including LPG shrinkage requirements and pipeline compressor fuel and other essential pipeline operational requirements. It said the supply shall be maintained subject to operational availability to 100% of their average past 6-month average gas consumption.
The order further states that the government shall ensure supply of natural gas to the fertilizer plants on 70% of their past 6-month average gas consumption, subject to operational availability. It added that gas marketing entities shall ensure that gas supply to tea industries, manufacturing and other industrial consumers supplied through the national gas grid is maintained at 80% of their past 6-month average gas consumption, subject to operational availability. The order also said that all city gas distribution entities shall ensure that industrial and commercial consumers supplied through their networks receive 80% of their past 6-month average gas consumption subject to operational availability. With Saklayan Akhtar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
BJP MP Tejaswi Surya said the government has taken adequate measures to safeguard the country's energy security amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Talking to reporters at Parliament premises, he said Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Puri is personally monitoring the developments daily. Mr. Surya said the government has repeatedly assured that the nation's energy security remains its foremost priority.
The government has taken adequate measures to address the energy security of the country. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas is personally monitoring the situation every day as it unfolds. I would like to assure the people of Karnataka, especially the Hoteliers Association of Karnataka, as well as other people, that the priority right now would be to address the domestic consumption of people, taking care of the other CNG and LNG needs of the country.
Talking to Akashvani News, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha said the ongoing West Asia conflict has created uncertainty in global energy markets. He appealed to the public not to panic amid discussions on social media regarding energy and gas supplies.
There is a huge crisis and a huge war is going on. And I don't know how long this war will go on. There is no immediate crisis. But what will be the situation of this war? No one knows. For this, the government has formed a committee. I think the government is looking at the future to ensure that there is no such situation. Rumors are spreading through social media. When the government has clearly stated that there is no crisis, we should avoid all these things.
The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Congress MP Dr. Mohammad Javed moved the resolution when the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon. He said the Speaker disallowed the Leader of Opposition and other opposition leaders to speak in the House and made unwarranted allegations against women MPs of the opposition. Mr. Javed said Mr. Birla failed to maintain an impartial attitude necessary to command the confidence of all sections of the House. Presiding Officer Jagdambika Pal informed members that 10 hours have been allotted for discussion on the resolution. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of the Congress said the Leader of Opposition in the House, Rahul Gandhi, was repeatedly interrupted by the Speaker during his speech on the motion of thanks to the President's address. He said the Speaker acted with partiality during the proceedings of the House. Mr. Gogoi said this resolution has been brought as a responsibility to protect the dignity of the House, not personally against Mr. Birla. The Rajya Sabha today began its proceedings with the union ministers tabling the reports of various ministries and departments. Members of the House also tabled the reports of the parliamentary committees in the House. During 0 hour, TMC MP Derek O'Brien demanded a discussion on special intensive revision of SIR carried out by the Election Commission in various states, including West Bengal. The Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge also demanded debate on electoral reforms in the House. Amid sloganeering, the opposition walked out of the House. Leader of the House J.P. Nadda said the opposition does not want actual debate inside the House. He also condemned the opposition for raising the issue of SIR inside the House even after the discussion on electoral reforms had already happened. A free and fair, peaceful voting will be conducted in West Bengal, Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar today said at the press conference after the conclusion of 3-day tour to West Bengal in connection with the poll preparedness ahead of the upcoming assembly election. The CEC made it clear that the ECI will not tolerate intimidation to voters.
The democracy runs very deep in West Bengal. Consistently, the voting percentages have been very high. The total electors in West Bengal are equal to France, Australia, and Uruguay. The size of West Bengal is so large.
The Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission of India and the Government of West Bengal to provide full logistical support to judicial officers involved in the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in the state. The top court bench said the Chief Justice of the High Court can form a bench of former Chief Justices and High Court judges to deal with appeals and ask the poll panel to issue a notification for setting up an appellate body to deal with the appeals against the judicial officers' decisions in the SIR process. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, today strongly criticised the West Bengal government, saying that the democratic norms and the rule of law are being undermined in the state. Responding to issues raised by members in the upper house during the question hour, the union minister said West Bengal was being discussed because it was the only state where rule of law had gone for a ride. He claimed that there was little respect for democratic procedures and political norms, and he alleged that institutions such as the judiciary were not being respected. Mr. Nadda also accused the state leadership of disrespecting the office of the president. Without naming her directly in his remarks, Mr. Nadda said it was unfortunate that a woman chief minister had disrespected the office of the president, who is also the country's first tribal president. He maintained that the developments were not due to any action by the union government, but were a result of the conduct of the state leadership. Mr. Nadda added that the central government functions strictly according to the rule of law. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court has observed that the time has come for a Uniform Civil Code, UCC. The apex court termed a plea seeking striking down of provisions of the Shariat law of 1937 for being discriminatory to Muslim women as a very good case which advisably only the legislature should look into. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joymalia Bagchi and R. Mahadevan said if the court struck down the Shariat inheritance law, it would create a legal vacuum as there is no statutory law governing Muslim inheritance. The Delhi High Court today issued notice to all respondents, including former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, on a plea filed by the Enforcement Directorate. The court listed the matter for further hearing on March the 19th and observed that it would pass an appropriate interim order in the case. ED has moved the Delhi High Court to expunge adverse remarks made by the trial court against the agency while discharging Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and all other accused in the excise policy case. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the food grain production in the country has increased by 44% over the past 10 years. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said Pradhan Mantri Dhan Dhanya Yojana has been implemented in 100 districts across the country to ensure balanced growth in food grain production. He said the government of West Bengal has not implemented this scheme.
I would like to say with great difficulty that the West Bengal government has not implemented such an important scheme. This is a sin. The West Bengal government is doing injustice to the four districts.
The National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has withdrawn a social science textbook, Part 2, for the 8th grade, which contained Chapter 4 titled The Role of Judiciary in Our Society. In a public apology issued this morning, the NCERT said the entire book has been withdrawn and is not available. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.8% up in forenoon trade today. The Sensex rose 566 points to 78,132, while the Nifty advanced 202 points to 24,230 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, services, auto and PSU bank stocks saw buying interest, while IT was bucking the trend. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh and Muzaffarabad today. It also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Bihar, West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh and Kerala. Similar weather conditions will also prevail over northern eastern parts of the country. The weather agency also said heatwave conditions are expected over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Vidarbha and Rajasthan. Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada will experience hot and humid weather throughout the day. In the Swiss Open badminton tournament, will start in Swiss city of Basel today. Indian stars H.S. Pranoy and Kidambi Srikanth will spearhead the Indian challenge after two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu gave a miss as she recovers from a three-day ordeal in Dubai. In men's singles, Srikanth will open against Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan tomorrow. Pranoy will take on Japan's Koki Watanabe. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today inaugurated the 40th edition of AHAR International Food and Hospitality Fair in New Delhi. The fair is jointly organized by the Ministry of Food Processing Industries and India Trade Promotion Organization from the 10th to the 14th of this month. Talking to media, the minister expressed confidence that exhibitions like these will greatly benefit India in taking full advantage of the avenues opened by FTAs. The minister highlighted that India today is the 7th largest exporter in the world. Ambassador of Italy to India, Antonio Bartoli, said the fair is an opportunity to highlight how the new FTA will boost both trade and investment in the agro-food sector. Talking to media, Mr. Bartoli said having India lower the trade barriers can create an opportunity for more and more companies to come, sell and invest in the country. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed greetings to all personnel of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, on their raising day today. The Vice President said CISF's dedication, professionalism and unwavering commitment to safeguarding the nation's critical infrastructure and public institutions are truly commendable. The Prime Minister said their unwavering commitment to duty contributes greatly to India's security and progress. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre invokes Essential Commodities Act to ensure natural gas supply for key sectors amid West Asia crisis. Government directs oil refineries for higher LPG production for domestic use. Lok Sabha takes up discussion on resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Supreme Court directs Election Commission to form a body to deal with appeals against the judicial officers' decisions in the SIR process in West Bengal. Delhi High Court issues notice to all respondents, including former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, on Enforcement Directorate's plea in excise policy case. Met Department forecasts heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh and heat wave conditions in Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Vidarbha and Rajasthan, and Swiss Open Badminton Tournament to kick off in Basel today. With that, we end the midday news.